we don't have any green up from any fresh grass coming up to bring up those fuel moistures and keep it from lighting on fire any easier. So the big thing is making sure that if you're going to be doing any type of burning, to make sure that you're separated from your structures at least by 50 feet. If you do have burn barrels, when you can burn, make sure that if you light them up, make sure that you have something available to help put them back out, like a garden hose or extinguisher, and then make sure you're monitoring it and especially watching the weather conditions so those winds don't blow embers out. The few fires that we've had here in January and February, and then just one here in March here in the Blount area, were actually burn barrels and incinerators that were placed way too close to combustibles. There's actually dried grass growing right up next to the burn barrels. So making sure that you got 15 foot of clear from combustible space around those burn barrels is going to help you from having any issues in the future.